Hello! That wonderful music you just listened to means that you're listening to the Amateur Tarot Pod. Welcome! The only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
I didn't even really notice that we were starting, because normally you throw out all of our chatter beforehand and then click start, but then you just kind of welcomed us into that. Like, you were a teacher, very like Professor Flitwick reminiscent.
Oh, getting it going right away.
Right at the top.
Right from the beginning.
I watched those documentaries and boy, let me tell you.
That Harry Potter watching guy is Ben Noble.
And that other guy's Brian Dooley.
We are the two guys that are going to be reading the tarot today, and we're not good at it. So what we do is a simple, simple spread. Three cards. They indicate the recent past, current actions, and future outcomes.
Guaranteed TM, future outcomes.
And then we're going to do a card of the week. I don't know why I whispered. It's not a secret.
We do it every week.
Yeah, and on our little outline, it just says T's card of the week. And so like I feel like, hey, guess what's coming up? Card of the week. But maybe I should change the outline.
To sensually whisper card of the week?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, what we do on this show, it's an advice show. So
you can call it that.
Should we give some advice?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Well, Brian, we jumped into Queerance Corner really quickly.
We did.
So I feel like we're just going to have to tackle a lot of the bullshit that we normally do up front to the end.
There's a beep.
All right, so this week our question comes from Sarah, and Sarah says, I've been having increased anxiety lately. While not entirely pertaining to my job, work definitely continues to be a large, if not the largest, contributing factor to this increased anxiety. Any advice on what I can do? And more specifically, how long do I continue to try and work through it before I begin to consider other job possibilities?
That is a really thorough question, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for asking it. Do you have any pre-advice, or should we just get right into talking about the deck?
I think we should jump into the deck. All right. This one.
Well, this is one of your favorite decks, Ben.
One of mine, certainly. There's a whole episode titled after it.
The Robin Wood deck.
Oh, yes. For those unfamiliar with the Robin Wood deck, I'm pretty sure like a 50 or 60-year-old woman going through a midlife crisis decided she was going to make a tarot deck featuring none other than herself. That was going to be her way through this crisis.
Well, she did an astounding job.
A bang-up job.
Because we have 78 beautiful cards with some great artwork.
Many of them featuring who I can only assume is Robin Wood.
A lovely, lovely person.
Yes.
To be certain.
I think that she would probably go to a lot of, Guns N' Roses and U2 concerts.
You think Guns N' Roses and U2?
Yeah. Just a bunch of, old bands that old people go to.
Wow. Wow. All right. U2, I guess, is an old person band.
You don't think Guns N' Roses is an old person band?
Not really. I mean, they're old. They're...
Yeah.
They did not age super well at all. Especially Axl.
I don't want to say had to, but I had to go to one of their concerts in St. Louis for work.
Really? The most recent one?
The most recent one, yeah, because we had to film something there.
Yeah, because they had said previously that they were never coming back to St. Louis, right?
Well, they did.
And they did.
There was some sort of riot or something. I don't really know the whole backstory.
Or maybe they weren't allowed to come back to St. Louis.
Huh. I don't know. But what I do know is that Axl did a costume change in between every song. And, well, he came out in a black graphic tee and jeans and then a... flannel tied around his waist, and then he would do a costume change into a different black graphic tee, and then every third song a different flannel around his waist.
Well, costume changes don't have to be flamboyant.
I guess not.
And so, goes to show you, Axl Rose, even at his advanced age, is quite a showman. I think that's what Ben was saying.
That's what I was getting at. And speaking of showmen and showwomen, Robin Wood.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and flip over a card.
Flip.
And we have Judgment.
Which is different than Justice.
We have established that. Ben, What do you think about this card in the Robin Wood deck?
Well, I'll say this. On a normal, in like a Rider-Waite or similar deck, Judgment normally features like an angel with a trumpet, and he's calling the dead to rise to judge them for their sins, yada, yada, yada. It makes sense.
This one features a phoenix rising from a cauldron.
I just assumed it was Moltres. Flames.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's probably Moltres, the legendary Pokemon bird.
Or
Fox.
Fox,
yeah. I knew where you were going with that. Probably one of those.
It's one of those two, and it's rising from the flames in a cauldron. And that's pretty in keeping with the imagery that you're talking about.
I suppose. But what's not keeping the imagery? Well, it's Robin Wood. And she's rising from the flaming cauldron as well.
And how would you describe Robin Wood rising from the flaming cauldron?
Well, I would say that Robin Wood was wearing her birthday suit.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it.
You can see everything.
You can. She's spread phoenixed in front of the phoenix there. And also she's, speaking of Guns N' Roses, yep. She's doing the rock hands. So yes. She is rising up out of these flames in this cauldron, naked as the day she was born, saying, is this judgment ready to rock? And I think the answer is yes.
So judgment calls for a time of self-reflection. It indicates that you're close to an important part of your journey. And like this period of reflection is going to help you think about themes and patterns in your life that you should either keep doing or stop doing. And maybe a pattern to stop doing is getting naked in a flaming cauldron.
Yeah, that doesn't seem safe, though she seems quite content.
She seems fine.
This process of examination will help get rid of any bad memories or feelings you're holding on to, and you'll feel ready to face new challenges with renewed vigor.
Cool. Makes perfect sense, too, because she's thinking about this job and is like, I don't like it.
Right. So you be the phoenix and face those challenges with renewed vigor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be the fox.
Or the Moltres.
And get ready to rock.
How come there's no Pokemon Tarot deck?
I wonder if there is a Pokemon Tarot deck.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up. We'll have to do a corrections at the end of the show.
Legions of listeners, please get on that.
All right.
Should we go into the present?
Yes.
All right. Flip it.
Flip.
Ooh, it's the moon. And this moon is pretty close to standard representation. It's got a dog and a wolf and a lobster. Yep.
Going down the lobster path.
You'll remember back from, like, I don't
episode
know.
Episode 7.
Episode 5, 6, 7, something like that.
Single digits.
Yeah, that's for the hardcore listeners. You'll
the real fans.
You'll recognize the lobster path.
For not hardcore listeners, I wouldn't recommend going back and listening to that
don't
necessarily.
Do it. If you think this is bad,
just
oof. You'll hate that. And if you hate this, you will find us, hunt us down, and hurt us for that.
So the moon is emotional and works on instinct. It's a really weird card, and it's hard to talk about because it's about like projecting what you're feeling onto somebody else. And the moon is blotting out the sun to show you that like you're doing this thing, and it's time to not project outward but look inward.
Yeah, and the looking inward, the moon is also a card of the subconscious, and the path that you want to follow when you're going down the lobster path is you're not going to know everything that's happening, but you have the information at hand. There's enough light by the moon to navigate this path. You don't have to be walking in the light of day to get down it successfully. You just have to dig a little deeper and look a little harder.
Cool. I like that. I always have trouble with the moon.
I like the moon.
All right, well, I like the sun because it's got a naked baby on it.
I can only imagine that on this deck, that naked baby is Robin
Wood. It must be. It must be. I'll find out at some point here. But our final card, let's jump to that. Flip. And our final card is the Chariot, which shows Robin Wood on a chariot pulled by a white and black unicorn.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Something.
I feel like this is one of the more baller chariots I've ever seen.
Are those Rapidashes?
Yep. Are there unicorns in Harry Potter?
Yeah, I think so.
I know there's centaurs.
No, I think there's a unicorn, at least in the movies. I think Hermione like runs into a unicorn or something.
Oh, okay. Is that in the Time Turner episode?
I don't know. Maybe? It might be. I don't know.
Well, we've stumped ourselves. So I
guess that's a little piece of Harry Potter trivia we're not sure about. That might be a first.
I guess we'll just have to go ahead and do the stated purpose of the show.
All right. Well, Brian, why don't you, while I look for the Robin Wood son, why don't you jump ahead on this one?
All right. So we've got the chariot. The chariot represents conquest and victory through confidence and willpower. That's why the charioteer isn't holding the reins. On this one, he's actually playing a harp. Nope, it's a he. He's got a cleft chin.
Oh, it's not Robin Wood?
I feel like it's the male representation of Robin.
I think you're right.
But yeah, he's controlling those beasts through sheer willpower. And so if you're wondering whether or not you should continue a project or pursuit, you should. In fact, you have to. So the chariot speaks to success and victory, and it speaks to going forward and moving and staying on that course. And so I guess wrapping these all back up into a story, we've got judgment, which is saying that you will rise from the ashes. So in the recent past, you've been growing a lot. In the recent past, you've been coming into your own. And then we've got the present, which is the moon, which not everything is being shown to you right now. You're feeling a bit confused as to where to go, but if you look hard enough and if you ask enough advice tarot readers, you may be shown the way. And then that brings you to the chariot in your guaranteed future. And the chariot says, keep doing what you're doing because you're gonna win.
Yeah. I think you know, yeah. Cut all that.
Nah.
Okay. But I did find the sun.
Excellent.
Well, actually, I found the star first, which does show another naked Robin Wood, this time dipping into the river.
Okay.
But the sun actually just has the baby representation of Robin Wood.
Yeah? Is it a blonde baby?
It is a blonde baby.
Aww.
On a horse. It's a very classic sun card.
It makes me think of, have you seen the movie Excalibur?
No.
No. Well, it makes me think of something out of that I won't go into because that's boring for everyone.
Well, the Hangman has Tyrion Lannister on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I lost that, though.
Okay.
It's in here somewhere.
Well, maybe we'll get it in one of our other readings.
Yeah, you never know.
I guess that takes us to our card of the week.
Yep.
So thanks, Sarah. I hope that was helpful to you in some way. We're going to go to the card of the week now.
All right. Well, so I think we have talked about this one before, but we are doing the card of the week with the Wild Unknown deck, which for the most part is black and white with a little bit of color. It's pencil drawings. A little spooky.
They're dark for sure. I feel like there's a lot in every line. Like there's a lot of meaning in every line just from the way that they're done.
Yep. Well, this week, let's find out what we've got. Flip.
Oh, it's the Ten of Wands. I love the Ten of Wands. Usually it has somebody fumbling with a bunch of different staffs. And I think that that's funny. It feels like an infomercial. Like, there's got to be a better way.
If you call now, we'll give you a little zip tie to tie up all your stats.
This Ten of Wands just has...
spooky branches.
Yeah, 10 spooky branches. So let's read from the Wild Unknown Tarot Guidebook about the Ten of Wands. This is a really high quality book, and it has short descriptions.
It's like got a hardback cover.
Yeah, it's like a semi. It's a semi-rigid back. Ten of Wands. Burdens, blockage, and difficulty. The Ten of Wands is a difficult card to face. Mental or physical burdens have been weighing on your spirit. Over time, this leads to hopelessness and depression. You simply can't get through to what you want. You cannot see the way. If this card appears in response to a person or situation, it may be best to simply walk away. But if this card comes up frequently, it indicates you're attracted to negativity. You choose to walk the hard road. So this week,
Wow, thanks for leaving our listeners with that cheery advice.
I think that it's really easy to see that this week you just need to watch the situations that you're getting yourself in and be sure that you're not creating a dramatic situation. Be sure that you're not the one that's making things difficult for yourself.
Yeah, I feel you. You could also buy a zip tie.
Yeah, and get some zip ties and get those sticks bundled together.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
That's the card of the week.
That's that.
We're just burning through this show, guys.
Wow.
What's the next part? Does anybody know?
I know the next part. We thank people and then we leave.
Okay. Well, let's say thanks. First, of course, we want to thank Sarah. Thank you for sending in your question. It was much needed and much appreciated.
Yep. Thanks to Robin Wood.
Yes, as always, thanks to Robin Wood. I don't know why we don't thank her every time.
Thanks for being here.
If they wanted to find us, where could they find us, Ben?
Well, they could find us at amateurtarot.com.
And that's our website where our podcast is hosted.
Yep. There's a big SoundCloud player, so you can skip around, find some good episodes, share some good episodes.
And if you wanted to email us a question like Sarah did, you can hit us up at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
Yep. Brian also does a bunch of stuff on Tarot Amateur, at Tarot Amateur, the Twitter handle. He does card of the day readings. Sometimes he'll give you a personalized reading.
Yeah, if you catch me early enough in the morning before my other job starts, I love doing those cards of the day for individuals. Mm-hmm. You can catch Ben on Twitter at Making All This Up.
Yeah. I don't tweet a lot of good stuff, though.
But he is making it all up.
True. Yeah, if you know about any Pokemon tarot card decks, hit us up.
Yeah, definitely.
We could use those.
And also, please rate and review us on iTunes. It doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot. And we really need those ratings so that we can get a larger audience of lizards.
Yes, yes. Well, this was a short one today, and I feel like the listeners really should be the ones thanking us for giving them roughly 8 minutes of their life back that they didn't think that they would get.
Yeah, but think about this. If you're out there mowing the lawn, and you've got one podcast to listen to, and you chose us, and it takes 28 minutes to mow your lawn...
Then we've just shortchanged you.
Yeah, now you have 7 minutes to finish that last hill that you've been saving, and... There's nothing. There's no help for you.
Well, I like to think about it this way, which is when we're just gabbing in your ear, you don't have a lot of time to think, you know? Not a lot of time for that personal introspection as is recommended by the moon. So now, really, we're just giving you a couple minutes. You know, the more we talk, the less you have. But a few minutes of some personal meditation time to think about what you've done.
So take these next several minutes and just think about what you've done.
Grass looks good.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Keep it up.
Pick up all those sticks and bundle them together with a zip tie.
Yeah, don't try to carry them all haphazardly.
You'll thank us.
Bye.
Bye. Let us know if there's a Pokemon.
I know that like 85% of my comments on the show are me just assuming you're about to say something else. but for some reason, you said legions of listeners and I heard legions of lizards.
Legions of lizards, do my bidding. Find this Pokemon deck and bring it to me.
I love the idea that a bunch of lizards are listening to this. They're a loyal following.